USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Concerns over the coronavirus spreading send stocks sharply lower. The market taking a major hit. The Dow dropping more than 1,000 points, the third largest points drop in its history. The NASDAQ down 355 points. The S&P 500 down almost 112 points. President Trump in India with an optimistic tweet about all of this. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA, the president writes. We are in contact with everyone in all relevant countries. CDC and World Health have been working hard and very smart. Stock market starting to look very good to me, exclamation point. In other news, a winter storm watch issued for the Midwest as heavy snow expected, 6 to 12 inches predicted in Great Lakes, northern Illinois, and southern Wisconsin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The sector impacted the most during the massive drop on Wall Street, travel stocks. American Airlines, the worst performer on the S&P 500, down 8.5%. Delta down more than 6%. United down more than 3%. And cruise ships not doing well either. Carnival and Royal Caribbean cruises both down roughly 9%. Concerns now that European travel will be impacted by the coronavirus.
The market said, you know what? We don't have a handle on this, and we better pay close attention.
Art Hogan, chief market strategist at National Securities, telling Fox News,
we needed to have the kind of day we had to really release some of that energy that's been sort of hanging out and just in the momentum names. I mean, in the whole market, you know, having a 3% down day, like you said, gets us down to almost unchanged on the year.
Now, as far as the countries where the coronavirus is spreading, there's been a spike in cases reported in Italy, Iran, and South Korea. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, the President and First Lady in India.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are continuing their two-day visit to India. Now, as far as what this visit means to the United States and the world, James Carafano is with the Heritage Foundation, and he tells Fox News,
the U.S. has been trying to move this relationship forward since the Bush years, so why is it really gaining momentum now? Part of it's the two leaders that you saw on stage there, who personally take responsibility for really energizing this relationship. But the other three reasons are China. What was the other one? Oh, yeah, China. This is so strategically important for the United States to block China's destabilizing activity, not just in the Pacific, but in the Indian Ocean. But also, if the U.S. wants a big manufacturing partner, a low-cost manufacturing partner that is stable and dependable and can have supply lines and logistic lines that go into a country that we can depend on, that option is going to be India, now the fifth largest economy in the world.
I'm Tim Berg.
A religious freedom case goes before the Supreme Court. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
The Supreme Court will hear a case involving religious freedom, same-sex couples, and foster parenting. The city of Philadelphia ending a long-time contract with Catholic Social Services when the group banned gay parents from being involved in the city's foster care program. The charity then sued the city on religious freedom grounds. Arguments in the case won't be heard until the court's next term, which begins in October.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.